KQED.
A federal judge in San Francisco has blocked the Trump administration from ending DACA. This, of course, is the program that protects young immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. The decision last night was the result of a legal challenge brought by California and the University of California system. Joining me now to discuss this is KQED's Marisa Lagos, live in the studio. Good morning, Marisa.
Morning, John.
Well, let's start with this actual ruling. Judge William Alsup here in San Francisco did not tell the administration that they had to take new applicants, but he did rule essentially that the existing DACA recipients could not be taken off the program, I should say. It essentially sounds like Alsop says ending this program will cause them great harm.
That's right. And this was something that, you know, was set to start happening in March of this year, that people could potentially be deported. Alsop basically looked at the decision by the Trump administration, which was not sort of a mirror image of what the Obama administration did in terms of, like, saying we looked at the policy and we don't think that this actually is a good idea from Department of Homeland Security. The whole decision by Trump was based on a recommendation by his attorney general that basically said, we don't think this is legal. And we're basing that on another court case that challenged a separate program that would have actually affected parents of immigrants.
Right.
And so I think, you know, it's interesting because you have this DACA program that was never actually sort of didn't make its way to the Supreme Court in terms of its legality. And he's kind of turning that around and saying, well, you guys didn't follow procedures either.
Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, said it was unconstitutional. President Trump called this decision by the federal judge, quote, outrageous. And it really seems because President Trump just yesterday was really trying to work and use this looming deadline as a way to corral Democrats into agreeing to $18 billion for a border wall and these other measures that he wants. The extension of this deadline seems to take away a lot of his negotiating power.
You could argue that, but I think on the other side, the left is worried that it kind of takes away some of the urgency from them as well. Mm. So I think that there's a concern among Democrats. We saw yesterday Dianne Feinstein, the California senator, in the White House pushing at this public meeting for a clean DACA bill that would just protect these dreamers, and then a commitment by Democrats to work on the bigger border security issues. You know, I think that there's a lot of fear, and I think if you are one of these dreamers, yes, you're probably happy that, you know, deportations couldn't start in a couple months, but you're also worried because this isn't a permanent decision. It could be reversed at any point by a higher
court.
Yeah, and they've promised to appeal. So I think it does throw a wrench into sort of both sides' negotiating power. Although Trump sort of put his hands up yesterday and said he'd kind of take whatever Congress came up with.
Right.
And so I don't know how much he's going to be involved in those negotiations anyway.
It's difficult to see. Very, very briefly, and I think you brought up a really good point, which is often overlooked as we talk about the politics and the legality very briefly. These are real people with real lives. These are
teachers and security guards and students and, you know, people that really are part of the fabric of the United States. We're talking about nearly 700,000 young people, 200,000 in California.
Marisa Lagos joining us live in studio. Marisa, thank you so much.
My pleasure, John.